You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We get a text from Jeremy last night saying that he was shirking his constitutional responsibility again. You want to tell us about it?
I think a lot of people have experienced this. About a month and a half ago or whatever, I received the jury summons in the mail, and I was supposed to call last night to see if I needed to report this morning for jury duty. And about 6:30 last night, I dialed up that little number, and the little guy with a radio voice, Tom, he's like, "Hey, everybody who's calling in for jury duty tomorrow," he sounded just like that. "Everybody that's reporting for Tuesday, December 7th, you are all excused. You're going to get credit. Thank you for your service. We'll talk to you again later."
Thank you for your service. He didn't do anything.
I know. That was weird. He's like, "You get credit for this. Thank you for your service." I was like, okay, whatever. Here I am. I didn't have to go in today, which I'm happy about. I didn't want to miss the show. I have fun coming into work, so I didn't want to miss the show.
Oh, whatever.
Oh,
there
really?
There are a million shows.
I know, but I like coming in, and I like entertaining, and here we are. We're entertaining.
I still, to this day, want to be seated on a jury, and I got the closest I've ever been, probably 3 years ago, where I was called into Arapahoe County. And actually got seated, went into the courtroom, was sitting in the jury box, before anything can happen, the judge did a sidebar with the two attorneys, came back and said, "There's already been a mistrial. We haven't even started yet. You're all excused. Thanks for coming in." I was like, dang, I was so close to finally doing it.
Yeah, I just have not had that inkling
desire.
Thank you to do that. I just didn't want to be down at a courthouse with a bunch of random people. You know, it's the COVID stuff going around.
I guess I didn't want to be there by the process, and so I want to be in the middle of it at least once, and hopefully with a really cool case.
That's the thing. Odds are you're not going to get this huge murder trial or something crazy. You know, you're going to get some guy who's not paying his parking tickets or something.
Yeah, to me, I mean, it doesn't even have to be murder. Just as long as it's an interesting case. And I will give you this. They did tell us what the case was kind of vaguely about, and it didn't sound interesting at all. But at least I would have been in the process. I could have watched the attorneys. You know, "I object." I could have... You know, and to have the two attorneys sucking up to you and trying to win you over, I wanted to see how they did that.
Right.
And because I like to think of myself as being that I would be the most impartial juror ever. And I'm like, I want the facts. I wanted to see if I could be swayed. Obviously, I'd be swayed to
one way or another. Yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing is curious to me, and it still has never happened in my life.
I feel like you'd be the juror that the other jurors are mad at. Like, you know, five of them would say guilty, and you'd be like, "No, not guilty.
Sorry."
So you'd be, you know, locked up, sequestered for many, many weeks.
I find that with your arms crossed. Anyway, so you got...
I'm a free man. I am a free man today.
You went to a basketball game.
I did. So the second story, last night was my son's first basketball game in this new league that he's in, which is a much more competitive league than where he has been before. And with 21 seconds in the game left last night, I shot Dom a picture of the scoreboard. My son's team, 2 points. The other team... 50. It was so sad, so horrible. And, you know, these are all 10-year-olds. And the other team, I swear, had a kid on that team that drove himself to the game. He was so tall and so massive. And they just slaughtered us, man. It was embarrassing. I feel really bad for our kids. Just a fluke. One kid just shot it up and it finally went in. They were blocking every shot. These kids were easily 6 to 8 to 9, 10, whatever inches taller than our kids. They were massive. I don't know what this other team has been feeding their children, but they were smashing the balls out of our kids' hands and
stealing
them. They
weren't from Evergreen, were they?
No, I don't think so.
Because all the lying about kids' ages, in my experience in the past, was always the teams from Evergreen.
Might be some lying.
Just saying. Maybe it's not that way anymore.
The funny thing is one of the dads was over there kind of helping our kids on the bench. And near the end of the game, he came over. And I'm trying to remember how he worded this. The team that we were playing, it was actually their third game, so they had played two games prior, and he said, listen, this team has actually lost their two previous games. So just a little tidbit of what we're up against this season. The team that beat us 50-2 lost to two other teams already.
That's the funniest part of the story.
We all just went, oh.
It's like you got beat by the Detroit Lions.
It's so bad. It's like, oh, no. And so I leaned over and I mentioned, I go, this is the point where we now start separating the athletic kids with the theater kids at this point. And we start picking out now who on the team is going to be into band and into theater, and they're not going to be playing sports after this.
Oh, my. That is the funniest thing.
So, yeah, it was bad. So we got another game next week.
So the picture you sent me was 50-2, and there were 21 seconds left. And my response was, hey, a lot can happen in 21 seconds. Did you guys stage a massive comeback?
Nothing happened in 21 seconds. No.
That was the final
score.
We
rolled over and died.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of a blowout, but whatever. You know, you gotta, I don't know, you kind of want to get in the car and, you know, tell them about everything they did wrong, but you just, you can't. They've already been crushed, you know. Yeah, it's like, you tried your best, you know. We'll go out back. We got a basketball hoop set up out on my back patio right now. I'm like, let's go out back and we'll practice. And
you know, another sign, and I'm just, well, maybe I shouldn't say this. I won't say it. I'll edit my comments.
All right.
Let me ask you, how did he take it in the car driving home? Was he fine?
The first thing he said when he came over to the bench when the game was over, he's like, man, we suck. So he was fine. He was totally fine. It was more comical than anything. He's like, yeah, you guys got smashed.
And that's what I'm thinking, is that at some point in the stands, like, how many points did the other team have when you guys finally scored your two? Was it like 30 already?
No, I think they were like 40-something. It was near the end of the game. We finally got one.
So it was like 40-something to nothing.
Yeah.
Did your side of the bleachers erupt when you got your
basket? We all did, yes.
Carry that kid off the court on the shoulders.
That kid got the
everything.
Game ball, man.
God, that is funny.
Yep. So that was a funny little
All right, we got a trending report coming up in just a few moments. The story I want to talk about is it's drug-related. And it has to do with fighting Alzheimer's disease. And what a headline.
Yeah.
What a headline in this story. We'll talk about that. What else is coming up?
Big day for Colorado nonprofits. We'll talk about that. I have an easy way to improve your love life, and it has to do with what you're putting in your bedroom. And then humans. Humans won't be the only ones gaining weight over the holidays. We'll cover that and more coming up in trending.
Traffic update time. Hey, Aaron.
We had our first big...